This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And I want to suggest to you that if you worry about how you sound to the person next to you when you worship, you're a little too worried. Because worship happens when you don't care how you sound to the guy next to you. You don't care how you sound to the woman on the left. All you care about is you're lifting up your soul to the Lord in the inmost being. The deepest part of you is calling out to that which you know of the Lord. One other thought, if I could bring up verse 17. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children. Very quickly. There is a blessing that will come to your grandchildren. Whether you've got grandchildren or not, doesn't matter. But someday your grandchildren, get this, are going to have a measure of blessing in their life because you were a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, you may think that's a little melodramatic. I happen to believe it's true. That those of you that have grandchildren, those of you that will have grandchildren, there's going to be a blessing that will come to their life in ways you can't measure, you can't quantify it. But because you were a believer in Jesus Christ, your grandchildren will be blessed. And conversely, I believe the opposite is true. If you're here today and Jesus Christ is not the Lord of your life, and there is a measure of blessing that's not going to come that way because you refuse to believe in His name. I really believe that. The blessing comes to the children and it goes to the children's children. There is a generational blessing that goes on. I hear psychologists talk about generational curses and how the anger goes from dad to the son and the grandson. And, well, my great-granddad had a temper and that's my problem. And we talk about generational curses and generational pass-down of things that have happened from one generation to the other, generational abuse and all the things. What about generational blessing? It comes because people happen to believe in the name that is above every name. With that in mind, let's go into the five things. I want you to write these down, those of you that take notes. He forgives our sins is number one. The first benefit of the benefit package, He forgives our sins. Verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. It means the sin is irretrievable. Somebody needs to hear that today. Your greatest need in life is not to be happy. Your greatest need in life is to be forgiven. Something wrong with being happy? No. Is there something wrong with wanting to be happy? I don't think so. But my greatest need is not to be happy. My greatest need is to be forgiven. That need is met in what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. Anything positive in your life, remember I've said it before, can be traced back to the cross and what Jesus accomplished on the cross. He forgives our sins. Let's bring up the second one. He heals our diseases. I want to get to this right at the beginning here. I'm sure there were people, as I said this in the first service, who said, He never healed me of any disease. You ever cut your hand? What happened? You healed. You ever broke a bone? What happened? It healed. Your body has a tremendous built-in capacity to regenerate and heal itself. And I want to suggest to you that all healing, whether it's from the self, it's medicine, it's surgery, whatever it is, all healing belongs to the Lord. He is the healer. It's one of the titles of God. He is our healer. And you've got to come to the place in your life where you believe that all healing ultimately comes from the Lord. Even if you're sick with a cold and you get better, God, thank you for the gift of healing. I don't have to remain sick all the time, but you've healed me. I believe that He heals our diseases. There's a sense in which He heals us miraculously. Some people experience that, but God uses routine medicine and routine accomplishment in our lives to heal us.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.